From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you want to buy or sell a used car in Cuba, there is good news and bad news. The good news is you can finally do it. After decades of strict regulation, Cuba's communist government recently relaxed some of its rules on car sales. The bad news, for the buyer at least, is this. The car will cost a lot. From Havana, Nick Miroff explains.
This may be the most expensive Honda Civic in the world. There's nothing especially luxurious about it. It's red, a 2005 model, with 60,000 miles on the odometer. But what's special about this Civic is that there are few like it on the supply side of Cuba's used car market, which is why Acela Claro says she's had plenty of interest, even though she's offering it for $65,000. I've been getting calls and emails from as far away as Madrid, Claro said, from Cubans as well as foreigners who want a newer car on the island. Up until a few weeks ago, there was no way to legally transfer ownership of a vehicle like this. The only cars that could be freely bought and sold were those built before 1959, when Fidel Castro came to power. That's why there are still nearly 60,000 classic cars on Cuba's streets, but few late-model Hondas. Bringing in a new car requires special government permission and 100% import tax. But Claro still says the U.S. embargo is the reason she's asking so much. Our country is so blockaded that we can't just bring in anything we want, Claro said. That's why a car like this doesn't cost the same as it would in your country. The Cuban government has long treated car ownership as a privilege and a reward, not a right. Doctors, military officers, and exemplary workers got the chance to buy one from the state, often at subsidized prices. But since Cubans couldn't legally sell their vehicles, they learned to do everything possible to keep them on the road. Nelson Ramos is a car enthusiast and former economist in Havana.
Cars in Cuba are like members of the family. So you keep the cars stay in the family forever. And you take care of the car, you fix the engine, and we have probably the best mechanic in the world. This is probably the only country in the world where we don't have a junkyard for cars. So we simply, you get the wreckage and we put on wheels and we drive it again.
There's always been a black market for used cars here, and even now the best way to find vehicles is through illegal brokers or by going online. Over slow, dial-up internet connections, Cubans who know how to get around government censors can shop on Craigslist-style classified sites like Revolico.com or Cubissima. The prices are stunning. A 2006 Hyundai Accent costs $40,000. A 1993 Volkswagen Jetta, $20,000. In a country where the average wage is still around $20 a month, only Cubans with relatives abroad or lucrative private businesses can pay such a fortune. But they do. Waiting for passengers outside the Havana bus terminal, cab driver Pedro Cantero shows off the green Russian Lada his father was allowed to purchase in 1980 as a reward for cutting so much sugarcane. Cantero says the battered sedan is still worth nearly $10,000 today in Cuba, even more than when it first rolled off the Soviet assembly line. We are happy about the new change because it removes an unnecessary restriction, Cantero said. I'm going to take better care of the car, knowing I can sell it if I need to. Before any car owners in the U.S. start calculating what their used vehicle might sell for in Cuba, they should keep in mind that between the U.S. embargo and Cuba's own restrictions, neither government would allow it. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.